Welcome to the Barbershop. It's your boy Christian Martin. Today we have a special guest with us. We also have Nate. Nate, go ahead.
What up, fam?
And we got our special guest with us, Chase Whitner, one of my best friends. Chase, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right. So today we're going to go ahead and talk about, like, we're just going to talk sports in general. But the main thing we want to talk about, because Chase is a big Houston Texans fan, we want to go ahead and break down the Houston Texans schedule for the 2019-2020 season this year. So let's go ahead and get
expectations
into that.
And expectations with that.
Expectations,
schedule.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, we're going 16-0. It's the next topic.
All right. All right, cool. College football. Here we go.
All right. So let's talk about expectations. So, Chase, go ahead, take the fandom out of the Houston Texans and just talk strictly your expectations for this upcoming season for the Houston Texans.
Well, I mean, I don't want to give like the cliche answer, but obviously, like, I think if any fan's expectations to be Super Bowl, unless you're like a bottom dweller, top five pick every year. And I think if you have a quarterback that can make the Pro Bowl, you know, that's a bona fide star and your defense isn't that bad, you should be expectations to be Super Bowl. And that's what I have for the Texans. The only reason I don't think we're going to make it is we have one of the worst offensive lines I've personally ever seen. And then we also have one of the toughest schedules in the league. So, I mean, they have some big things going against them.
So,
and I'm not a Bill O'Brien fan, but.
So, you already kind of talked on the weaknesses. So, like, we can talk about, let's talk about the strengths of the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, tell me about.
Well, I mean, the strengths is our front seven, as long as Clowney's still on the Texans. I won't try to get too off subject, but I think if we trade him before the season, it's one of the biggest mistakes of our franchise.
Yeah, I agree on that one. I don't know
because
why.
Unless we trade him for a starting left tackle, Trent Williams, then it's not worth it. We don't get better this year.
Not by losing somebody like that.
Yeah, and if you trade him for a pick, that pick's going to be there next year.
Yeah.
So why not let him play for a year?
And you want to win now.
Exactly. So anyways, I think our front seven's great. I think Deshaun Watson is a star. I think he's going to get better every year. As long as he's healthy, we're fine. And I think we have one of the best receiving duos in the league, healthy. So,
yeah.
Strength-wise, we have some really big strengths. I think our quarterback's great. I think our receiving duo with Fuller and Hopkins is one of the perfect I would say he's one of the perfect matches in the sense of Hopkins is the best possession receiver in the game, and Fuller's a top five deep threat right now. So they mix well. And then you have Kiki Kuti. I heard a joke that all of our receivers share the same one hamstring.
That's good stuff.
So, I mean, as long as we stay healthy, we have a good receiving core.
And that's the narrative with any NFL team, honestly.
Yeah. I mean,
But
I just feel like with the Texans, I mean, I guess it's because they're all have an injury history.
Yeah,
is what scares me is Watson's torn his ACL twice. Kiki Kuti would come play a game, get 11 receptions, and then he'd be out for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
then he'd come get 11 receptions, be out for three. I mean, the guy couldn't stand through a whole game.
Right.
And then of course this preseason, he plays one quarter, he's out for the rest of the preseason.
Yeah.
So
and then you got freaking JJ Watt. You never know what freaking he's gonna do.
Well, I will say I think JJ Watt's gonna have a JJ Watt year.
It's been 2 years.
Like his 16 sack last. Like I think he's gonna have.
He's gonna
one of his.
He's. I
three.
Think. Yeah, I think so too. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. I think so. It's been 2 years honestly since he's actually just been a dominant threat on the line where offensive coordinators have to legitimize their entire scheme around just one player.
He's actually 3 years removed from a back injury. He's 2 years removed from a knee injury.
Yeah.
That was one of the freakiest injuries.
Weird.
He had.
So
it
weird.
It wasn't even like an injury. It was just like one in a million.
Yeah.
So the back injury was the one that scared everyone.
Yeah.
He's past that. No reoccurring issues as of right now, knock on wood. But I'm saying, I think, from everything I've heard from Texans training camp, it sounds like he's back.
Okay. And then, you know, and then if you keep Clowney, it's just like, okay, well, JJ can play any position on the defensive line. So he can mix and match inside the tackles or outside the tackles. And then if Clowney is just half of Clowney,
yeah,
it's, I mean, the guy's got so much crazy.
Well, can
so
we talk about
crazy...
the Clowney situation? Or
yeah, we can talk about the Clowney situation.
Here's my thing about the Clowney situation. I mean, we already touched on trading him before the season, how that's a horrible idea. Unless there's only one tackle on the market you could trade him for right now and make it worth it, and that's Trent Williams.
Because it's instant impact.
Yeah, because it's the left tackle position, and it's immediate. It's not like, oh, yeah, you're going to draft a left tackle next year. It's right now your team is basically, I would say, we're even mm-hmm. because our defense can hold up without him.
Correct.
But here's my thing: if you trade Clowney in 2 years, are Watt and Merciless going to still be the stars they are now? I don't think
so.
And so now all of a sudden you're rebuilding your whole defense because your secondary is already poor. You have Justin Reed, but that's it. Your Joseph, I think, should be already retired, but I mean, props to him for not. And Merciless, you know, I forgot how old he is, but I think he'll be 30, you know, by that time. Watt's going to be. I mean, he's already said he's going to go Barry Sanders on us, and he's not going to play until he can anymore. I mean, he's going to do it, and then he's going to stop. And so I think in the next 2 to 3 years, I'm not saying he's going to retire, but he's definitely going to be declining.
There's going to be a drop-off.
That man's,
yeah,
that man's been declining
years,
since he left Wisconsin.
Clowney's
going to
be in his prime.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think trading Clowney, I just think it's stupid. I just think I hope we don't trade him before season because – if he does go out and get the double-digit sacks, which he's never done, which I've never really cared for that statistic in terms of paying Clowney.
Yeah.
But let's say he goes out and gets 15 sacks, and you pay him what he wants. I mean, then he gets the money. Because I would say Clowney, in terms of front seven, is a top five player in the league, including corners and safeties.
When he's on, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I've just being from the Southeast, I'm an SEC fan. I got to watch this kid play start as a freshman every game against South Carolina. Well, with South Carolina, and just seeing his raw potential against when he's a freshman and a sophomore against legit SEC linemen who are in the league.
Yeah.
And he's just a freak. Just absolutely freak. And you're going,
I've seen him make plays in the NFL that I was like, I can't believe a grown man just did that to another grown man.
When
I'm
he
not
wants
saying,
to
I'm not
do
trying
it.
To overhype him. I mean, obviously, there's
but
players
it's true,
better
though.
Than him. He needs it's his number one thing is consistency.
He has to be consistent.
I mean,
he
I've seen him. He tackled Frank Gore with his arm outreached behind him with one hand. Oh. I mean, I couldn't believe someone took Frank Gore down like that.
Right? No one takes Frank Gore down.
He's a freak. Like but that. Then, you know, but then again, then the next week he gets, you know, stonewalled by a backup tackle from the Redskins. And it's like, okay.
And I think it's just mental, honestly, at that point.
Exactly.
If he wants to play, he'll play.
So, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I mean, I just want to be on record saying if you trade Clowney before the season, unless it's for Trent Williams, it's a big mistake. If it's for a draft pick, it's going to be a draft pick for next year, which means that pick will be there to trade for after this season.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to trade for a draft pick right now.
I know. So, let me
turn the team's like hardballing the Texans, saying we'll give you a, you know, third round pick for Clowney. Like, no, if that's what they want to do, then walk away. I mean, you don't need to trade him. And I feel like, you know, since we don't have a GM, these teams are trying to take over Bill O'Brien, which I don't blame them.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, look, I like Duke Johnson, but, you know, we'll see how that trade works out.
I was going to ask you about how do you feel about that Duke Johnson
trade? Literally, like, just last 2 weeks, was it 2 weeks ago or last week?
Yeah.
We did our podcast, and I literally called it the next day. I was like, he's about to get traded.
You called that we were going to trade for him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It's a good trade in terms of, like, player. But I feel like Bill O'Brien's been chasing this player, not Duke Johnson, but what Duke Johnson brings since he got here, and it's never worked. It's almost like, you know, the same way he's been chasing the Gronkowski replacement, and we've never had a good tight end. Mm-hmm. And he's been chasing this, like, Deion Lewis / Christian McCaffrey kind of player, and it's just never – or Darren Sproles. Like, he's always wanted that running back. And
but he hasn't got it.
One, it's just been horrible. Like, he wanted – like, when we drafted Tyler Irvin, I don't know if you guys know Tyler Irvin since you don't follow the Texans, but that was a horrible pick. I mean, we thought he was going to blow up, and he never did anything with us. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of like – I guess if Duke Johnson does what he did with the Browns for us, I'm okay giving up a third. But if we end up just wasting that talent, then yeah, it was a bad pick. And I've seen him waste that kind of talent on our offense multiple times. So I was just kind of like, yes, is Duke Johnson the best player he's ever gotten for that position in terms of, you know, the scat back,
yeah,
receiving threat? Yes. But I haven't seen him do anything with him. So we'll see.
And Duke Johnson wanted to get out of that, out of,
rightfully
out,
so.
Out of Cleveland, I mean, and get, yeah, to a place where he's going to be utilized for his talents. I mean,
it sounds like they told him he'd be the starting back, and then they drafted Nick Chubb and signed
and they, Hunt, exactly. So. And Duke Johnson, when he was at Miami, he did that stuff. Like he was good, and they had, yeah, and they had a running back by committee when he was there too. So yeah, like he was Miami's go-to guy when it came to getting the ball out in the flats and getting him in space and helping the quarterback. So he'll definitely help out Jashaun. I do think, I really do think you got to protect him. He's such a talent. He showed that rookie year. The guy's crazy good. He's a once in a lifetime player. And you gotta protect them. So
yeah,
either you trade Clowney now, like you said, and get something for it instantly, or just wait till the end of the year and then try to get some protection.
And that's why the only reason I honestly like Trent Williams or Clowney straight up is a trade rape for the Redskins, in my opinion. But because of our need, I would do it.
Oh yeah, exactly. And someone like Trent is gonna up everyone else's gameplay.
Unfortunately they can do this because we don't have a GM and we have a big need. But I would want Trent Williams in a pick. But I know they're not gonna do
that. No, they wouldn't do. No. It would be, yeah. But
and here's the thing, I wish the Texans were treating Clowney the same way the Redskins are treating Williams. Redskins are coming out, we're not trading him, it's not gonna happen. Stop asking. Are they gonna trade him? Yes. But they're not acting like it.
But they're
the
not.
The Texans,
yeah,
are out here like, what will you give us? Does anyone have a third? Okay, can anyone?
Anybody? Please? Anyone,
yeah, it's
please?
Like, guys, I mean.
His name's Clowney. I mean, he's really good.
Yeah.
Take him.
Have
please.
You seen his highlight when he was with South Carolina?
Have you seen him hit the Michigan player? It's
exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. It's like, it's they're so acting like.
Yeah.
They're like begging. And it's like, guys, have some pears. I mean, you have a great player on the market.
And how do you think he feels? Like,
exactly. They need to come out and say, we're not trading Clowney.
Like, make him feel like he, like, instead of just like, well, what's the point of me coming out and playing today if they don't want me to play?
Well, look, what I think it was the Seahawks with Frank Clark. They said, we're not trading him. And then the next day they got a first round pick for him.
Yeah. Cause he, yeah.
And a third, I think. It was, you know,
when you don't have a GM.
Yeah. But nope, Bill O'Brien. And someone said, you know, would have the whole GM part would have been nice because Bill O'Brien probably would have traded for Deontay Foreman. Traded for Duke Johnson before cutting Deontay Foreman. Once you cut Deontay Foreman, they're like, yeah, you bet you do need Duke Johnson. How about a third? If you don't cut Deontay Foreman, you can say, no, I mean, he's going to be our third string back. You know, he has some leverage. But instead, you put all your chips in on Duke Johnson, you made it obvious, and then you traded for him.
So do you think Duke Johnson is going to get more touches than Lamar Miller?
If you include receptions, I think it's going to be close. Because the one thing I do like about Duke Johnson is I love Kiki Kuti, but that guy can't stay on the field, and he can replace Kiki Kuti in the slot. And okay. So
that's that's the versatility he can bring.
Exactly. So if when he gets in that position, it's going to be interesting to see. I think that's how they're going to use him when Kiki goes out. I mean, I think he's going to be out wide anyways. But I think when Kiki goes out, which is – it's not a if but a when, I think he'll be used a lot more.
Which game?
All right, Chase. So I got a question for you.
I got answers.
Do you have a breakout player for the Houston Texans coming out for this year? So player that we need to watch. Somebody that we need to watch for.
Honestly, it's I would say it's going to be one of the tight ends. I think the defense stars, everyone already knows, and the offensive star already knows. I mean, from what I've heard, if Fuller plays 16 games, from what I've heard, he's been uncoverable. Like, his route running's just been incredible. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a breakout player, and it's kind of hard to bet on a guy playing 16 games like him. So, I would probably go with Jordan Akins at tight end. I've heard he's been breaking out in camp. He was one of the two tight ends we drafted last year. And he's more of a – he's not a blocking tight end. He's more of, you know, the
receiver
Jimmy,
type.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham type kind of guy, big but fast, you know, but he's not going to maul anyone.
He'll hold the guy up for 4.4.
Yeah,
like so no seconds at all. He'll just stand in front of him.
Yeah,
that's what type
so it's
of
hard for me to call one of our tight ends a breakout player because, once again, like I said, Bill O'Brien's never been able to get them going. But from what I've seen, I think Jordan Atkins could be someone you guys don't know but could break out. I'm not going to say go draft him in fantasy, but, you know. Because the thing is, I think Thomas – we have two Jordans. I think Jordan Thomas will get the red zone looks because he's the bigger blocking, play-action type tight end. And he actually got all of them last year. I don't think Atkins had one last year. It was all Thomas. So I just think I would be on the lookout for Atkins. That would be my breakout.
Okay. So let's go ahead and dive into the schedule for the Houston Texans. So we got week one, Houston versus the Saints, and that's the Monday night football game. So
it's fun to watch.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a tally for all of us, and we're going to predict the Houston Texans record. So I'll say if that's going to be a win or loss. Nate's going to say if that's going to be a win or loss. And Chase, you got to be honest and say if that's going to be a win or loss. Okay?
Man, I have to sit here and listen to a Titans fan win or loss our schedule.
And a Falcon fan, too.
And a Cowboy fan, man. This is going to be brutal.
Listen, all right. Titans are, I'll be honest with you. The Titans will be good if Mariota can stay healthy.
Man, I think you'll be better if he gets hurt.
honestly, with Tannehill's I like him, but I mean, I love the guy, but we're getting off subject here. We're talking about the Texans, so
every time we play the Titans, I feel like we knock Mariota out every time, and every time I'm like, fuck. Like, I don't want him to go out. I want him to stay in.
Mariota's great.
I mean, even what's
playoff
his name?
Games.
Who did you guys have back up last year? Was it Blaine Gabbert?
It was Gabbert.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a legit backup now. We have a legit backup.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying even Blaine Gabbert would come in and do better. I think Blaine Gabbert beat us. Yeah, he did. Week two.
Jeez. The Titans, it's funny because while we're getting into the Houston schedule, the last damn two games
of the season.
It's,
we can talk about the Titans when we get to Houston, Texans versus Titans.
Gonna be an hour because they play the freaking week 15,
yeah.
14, and 16. It's crazy.
All right. So, Chase, who you got week one? Houston versus Saints.
Man, I want to say we'll pull off the upset, but that's gonna be a no.
Okay.
And here's my reasoning because that line, like, I think we have a good chance against the Saints, but since if it was a Sunday night or a Sunday 12 o'clock game. But in New Orleans, opening week on Monday Night Football, that defensive line is going to chew our offensive line up, and Watson's going to have no time.
Yeah, I just don't go against Drew Brees Monday Night Football in New Orleans. Time and time again, even without a defense, he still wins. He finds a way.
All right,
it's a challenge. It'll be a good game.
I mean, our best chance is that Drew Brees keeps up that limp arc throw that he was doing at the end of last year.
Yeah. It'll be a good game, but I think Houston pulls it out.
Oh.
I mean, not Houston. I mean, the Saints.
I was
my
like,
bad.
That just went against everything you said.
My bad. I mean, the Saints pull out. I think it's going to be your typical week one game. Because not everybody hasn't shown anything. Like these offenses, I've been watching preseason. It's just vanilla pudding. It's like, ugh. Throw it to the tight end again. Ugh. No one's throwing the ball downfield. It's third and 42. They just run a draw.
And that's what I hate about preseason. Like nobody wants to show their play.
No one is boring. I'm like, I want to know if these rookies can do something. Like, yes. But they won't. I get it.
So scared of injuries now.
It's true.
And
so, Christian, who do you got?
So, I got upset. Houston Texans. And the reason why I say it, I don't know if y'all noticed for the past couple of years, but the Saints don't start off strong. They're one of those teams that get better as the season goes. They always start off slow, and they work their way up. So I think this would be a time for a Houston Texans team to pull an upset.
Yeah, they got Fitzmagic last year.
So,
I mean,
what did he drop? 42 points on him opening weekend?
It is Fitzmagic, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he's great, like, the first 5 weeks of the
season. They struggled against Cleveland. Like, they what I'm saying is, the Saints always start off slow.
Yeah, but you got to look at the Saints. I'm not arguing with you, but that Saints defense last year was not the Saints defense it is this year. It's not the same.
I mean, but we're also talking week one.
I understand that, but week one last, like I said, last year they're coming off of an embarrassing missed tackle in the Viking game. Then they had some injuries on defense. So that's why their first couple of games, it was not the best.
I mean, they're not coming off a feel-good game last year.
No, not at all. So I feel like
there's a new rule in place because of it.
Yeah. So I feel like
I will say week one.
Saints are coming out.
Upset it's week one.
Yeah, it's going to be week one, but I feel like the Saints are coming out. This year, their motto this year is to F everyone up.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's just hard for me to bet against that defensive line versus our O-line. I mean.
Yeah. And I just don't want to bet against freaking Drew Brees.
I will say if that O-line does well, though, I would pick the Texans. But since I can't guarantee that, I'm going Saints.
I'm saying it's like a 4-point game, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's week one, It's gonna be close team. It's gonna be a bunch of just not a bunch of mistakes, but there's gonna be rust on the guys who haven't played preseason all the games yet. So the timing's not gonna be there with the wide receivers yet. With Drew Brees, knows the playbook back of his hand, but it's all about timing. So
yeah.
Same way with Houston in their wide receivers. And Deshaun Watson, it takes time. That's why week one's always slow. So, yeah, there are some upsets week one, but I don't think that will be one of them.
Yeah.
All right. So
can it really be an upset, though? Because Houston's supposed to be pretty good. So it's just like, oh, okay.
Since it's away, yeah.
So okay.
And it's Monday. And it's Monday night.
Yeah, and anything happened Monday night. The hype of week one and all that. So.
All right. So we got week two. We got Jags versus at – Houston, and it's the 1 o'clock game.
I'll just go ahead, Houston.
Yeah, win.
Win, Houston. Yeah, I don't trust Foles. I don't trust Jacksonville at all. Their defense will be pretty good, but
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Until they can prove that they can score 14 points in the game. I'm going to go against the Jacksonville.
So, you don't think Foles will be an upgrade from Bortles?
Oh, he's a full upgrade.
Yeah.
100% upgrade.
But what's that mean?
What's that mean right now?
I don't know. I think Foles on a Jacksonville team, that's dangerous.
Okay, but who had a better offense last year? Like a better offensive weapons, the Eagles or the Jaguars?
Yeah.
The Eagles did, and he started slow. He was actually – he got benched last year. They rushed Wentz's injury because he was doing so bad. Because
he was so bad.
Exactly. So, look, it's not like he, you know, blew us away when he came back and won in the postseason. I mean, his defense carried him, and he did well. But
a lot of that – honestly, a lot of that was relied on the offensive coordinator.
Exactly, yeah.
Doing a really good job handling that situation.
So
keeping
do I
it very think simple for him.
No.
All of
Nick Foles, he's a one type of quarterback, and they have to run a system around him, and you don't have the running back to do that.
Yeah. And name me their top three receivers.
I mean,
they have Conley.
Oh, you guys are in Florida. You probably know their receivers.
I mean,
I'm in Savannah, Georgia, so I'm close enough to Jacksonville.
I mean,
but they have Crave Conley now. They have a couple. They have decent guys.
Steve Conley
to get it done. Chris Conte
or Chris Conley. Or, okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
They picked him up.
He's in my three.
They have enough. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All I'm saying is the defense is still really good. I like Leonard Fournette to carry the rock. Now, his biggest issue is can he stay healthy?
But how many times are you going to carry the rock for them to win?
Hey, man, he did their first season and almost took them to the Super Bowl.
Because that defense gave up an at, that I defense mean, gave up what like six freaking 6 points a game. It was crazy. That defense was okay. Nuts.
So who did the Jacksonville Jaguars draft? They drafted Josh Allen, right? From Kentucky, the kid from Kentucky, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Got defense.
So they already had a good defense. So now you're plugging him into that system. So he's pretty much taking over Dante Fowler's spot. So what I'm saying is,
they also lost Kelvin Smith.
So
they lost some guys.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that core group is pretty much coming back. You put a Nick Foles in that situation. Pretty much what you're asking Nick Foles is not lose you a game. So they all really Jacksonville, I feel like, needed was a game manager. Not somebody that's going to turn the ball over. Not, and I feel like Nick Foles ain't going to do that.
Yeah, but
you're asking Nick Foles to be a game manager, but his style is not game
manager. But if you're going to go ahead and ask me who I think is going to win week two, I think Houston Texans are going to win.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's also the Texans' strength is run defense. They exactly. had a rushing touchdown last year. So, I mean, their strength against our strength. I put it this way. I take our offense versus their defense more than their offense versus our defense.
I'll just take your offense over their offense. Exactly. Because they're not going to score a lot.
All right. So, we got
– it's in Houston.
And so, it's in Houston.
So, we got
– open week for us.
We got Texas and Chargers, and it's a 425 game.
It's in LA.
I'm gonna take it. I think it's a W because it's in LA. They do worse at home. Derwin James isn't gonna play that game. He's already out for a couple months, it looks like. And I still think the Chargers are posers. They still don't scare me.
All the reports out of the Chargers camp is all them damn injuries happening right now. Until I would say if they're a full healthy Chargers team, I'm going with Phillip Rivers just because I feel like every year, man, he's just poor guy. it's his year, and it was his year, but everybody's getting hurt, and everybody's not healthy. So I'm going to go right now currently with Houston going in there and winning just because, one, Chargers are not. There's a bunch of guys just getting hurt in preseason right now, so I don't trust him. I will say Phillip Rivers is going to have a good year this year. He's a poor man, Brady.
Without poor the guy. Rings.
Without the rings, poor man. I feel so bad for him. Oh, man. So, all right. What do you got, Martin?
You know what? I think this is going to be a close game. And I'm right there with – actually, so – Here's some factors. That Melvin Gordon situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to say Chargers. Chargers take week three.
Yeah, you love losing, don't you? you speak. You sound like a Cowboy fan.
So if I'm correct, I think we're all at the same record for the Texans right now, right? That's 2-1.
Technically, yeah, I think so.
Because I think Christian said that we beat the Saints, which is weird that you think we beat the Saints, but lose to the Chargers.
But lose the Chargers, yeah, I don't. In their Cracker Jack Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be home game for us. We might have as many fans.
Yeah, seats 30,000 people for right
but
now.
Okay. If five of us show up, we'll be even.
Yeah, exactly. So. Cool. All right. Carolina, Houston, at Houston.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to go ahead and make it. I'm going to make it quick for you. Carolina.
Why?
I think Cam Newton has a bounce back year this year. I think he's going to have close to an MVP season.
The only way Cam Newton.
That's a dark horse for me for MVP.
The only way Cam Newton has a bounce back year is if he crashes his Silverado again. That's the only way. Some truck will knock some sense into him. His fashion statement will be good this year, but he ain't no. Cam Newton ain't. I don't have Carolina. I don't know who they're going to throw to. You can give the ball to Christian McCaffrey 400 times. It's just one player. DJ Moore's pretty good, but Cam Newton can't do it.
Well,
by
I mean, Carolina was good all the way up to Cam getting hurt last year. Cam still played, but he wasn't the same when he got hurt. So if you got a healthy, you got a healthy Cam Newton, you got Christian McCaffrey, who, man, that dude could do it all.
Of course, that's why they got him.
Defense not too shabby.
Is their secondary pretty weak though?
Yes, it's like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, that's the deciding factor for me is I think McCaffrey's gonna gash is pretty good. We struggle against those backs. But I don't see their defense stopping our offense. So if it's a shootout, I still take us.
I don't see any big, huge pass rushers coming at Deshaun Watson in that game. I don't see their passing coverage doing any work on the Texans in Houston. Yeah. Now if this game was in Carolina, it's a completely different tune. It's really hard to beat them there. It really is.
Yeah.
And like Cam Newton's track record at home games, he just balls out. But you put him on the road and he's dressing like freaking your crazy uncle at the barbecue. He's more of a spectacle than a football player, in my opinion. That's why I'm going with Houston on that game.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Houston just because of that secondary and it's in Houston.
Yeah.
So.
All right, next game is Falcons at Houston.
I'm going to give that to Houston. I don't see – Julio will get his, but other than that, I still don't see – I don't know. We're on a three – in my –
You're
in
a three-game
win streak. We're on a three-game winning streak. So I think we'll be rocking and rolling, and I just don't think the Falcons – I don't know. If they're the Falcons 2 years ago, maybe, but I don't see it this year.
About to pull Lee Corso on your ass. I mean, but – not so fast, my friend. Let me tell you why the Falcons will come in to Houston and give you a great game and win by 3 points. This is why.
I'm going to say it won't be a good game.
It's going to be a great game, and they're going to need this game because if you look at their schedule, they're going to need this game. All right.
Falcons?
Yes. The reason why I'm going with the Falcons on this one. One, Calvin Ridley. Two, Mohamed Sanu. All right, I'm going to get technical here, and Christian knows I can get technical and break down everything. All right, so your secondary is going to predicate everything based off of where Julio Jones goes, just being honest, right? He can take a half a field by himself. This is Calvin Ridley's second season. He was already balled out last year as a rookie just because he had to. So Mohamed Sanu is Mohamed Sanu. He's a great second to third option. Matt Ryan, with that offensive line this year, they're looking really good. They got him a lot of protection this year. They invested in him. And we still have Devontae Freeman, and Coleman's not there anymore, but the secondary, the guy that's backing him up, is another Coleman. So I feel like the Falcons' offense is going to be on point this year. Last year, they literally their entire defense all got hurt the first week. It was like they all went on vacation at the same time. Like, they planned it. They're like, you know what? I still want to play this year. Let's go. Let's get injured. So I feel like it's going to be a completely different Falcon team, like the Falcon team 2 years ago with that offense. Also, they don't have Steve Sarkisian as their offensive coordinator anymore because he decided that sobriety was better than anything. So there you go. And he sucked.
That's a blessing in disguise.
He was – I'm making fun, but when we had Kyle Shanahan 2 years ago as our offensive coordinator, that's when that Falcon team was moving the ball.
So who is it now?
I honestly don't know, but I know it's better than Steve Sarkisian. I honestly don't know, but I know it's better than Steve. Steve, he got hired on right after Shanahan – or. Kyle Shanahan
took the 49ers job.
Took the job quickly, and so they needed someone to fill in the
– And they took Steve Sarkisian from Alabama. Yeah,
from Alabama, but he was also not the offensive coordinator at Alabama. It was Lane Kiffin.
Well, you remember he took Lane Kiffin's job in Alabama.
Because he was only there because he was just a backup assistant head coach or something because the USC fired him.
But you remember, he was offensive coordinator for that championship game.
And they lost.
Yeah, close game.
they lost. You know why they lost? One, Deshaun Watson was there. Two, they lost because you went from a high-powered, fast-paced offense with Jalen Hurts moving the pocket around and doing that RPO stuff to Steve Sarkisian's pro style, which doesn't work. And so that was literally – that game was so boring. You can ask any Alabama fan, like, that was the worst play calling we've seen all year. After going with Lane Kiffin's offensive guru mind, because I don't like the guy, but he's a great offensive mind. So
why you don't like Lane Kiffin again?
Just young and immature, you know.
Does it have to do that you're a Tennessee Vols fan?
Had nothing to do with him. If he stayed at Tennessee, we'd be great, but we'd be on probation too. Hold on, I'm getting the coordinator's name.
So Chase, did you take Houston over Atlanta, right?
I took Houston. Nate made some good points, and I almost changed my answer. But I think it's going to be a shootout for sure. I don't see it being a, 17-14 game. It's going to be a shootout. But I got to take the home team, and then I got to take some bias,
That's fine. That's
fine.
Dirk Cotter is their offensive coordinator.
Oh, okay. Tampa.
Tampa, yeah.
So this game's very hard for me because, Nate, you brought up some good points. With that being said, I think I'm going to lean towards what Chase said. It is home.
It's fine.
I think Houston pulls this.
When I don't know the stats. I mean, I don't know what it was 2 years ago, but I know generally, isn't Matt Ryan a different quarterback on the road?
Yeah.
Now, it is a dome, and – the roof will probably be closed that game. Matt Ryan's, even if it's 75 and sunny, they close that game.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's numbers on the road are pretty decent. Last year it was really bad just because it was just – they had to be – that defense was just like – they had to play catch-up. So, like, when your defense is Swiss cheese like last year, everyone knows you're throwing the ball. So, literally, every game was just Matt Ryan trying to throw the ball to catch up. We had no – and so this year, the defense – if the defense this year is just – decent, it's gonna help because the strength of that Falcon team is the offense, so it's gonna help that offense control the line of scrimmage. I'm excited about their offensive line. They got a couple rookies that they got this year that are just big, huge bruisers from the Midwest. These guys can they got them because they're gonna run the ball. They have to solidify their run, but they also have those three weapons, and on top of that, Hooper, who's a really good possession tight end. He's not a burner, but he'll catch it, and he's really good at route running and getting inside a zone.
Well, I think, we got to acknowledge that Tevin Coleman left, though. And I think that run game is going to take a hit because of it.
Well, we'll see. I really do like their backup because the Colvin and the backup, forgive me if I forget his name, played they split carries last year, and this guy was just as good, in my opinion. Hopefully Freeman, but we'll see.
So you think injuries might finally catch up to Freeman? Because he's been – last year, he was injured a lot, right?
He was injured the whole season.
Yeah.
He was the whole season.
Real quick, so Chase, you have right now the Texans being 4-1. I have the Texans being 3-2. And Nate, you have the Texans being 3-2. So far, not a bad season. Now we got the Texans traveling to Kansas City. Who we got?
No, I'll give that one to Kansas City.
I'm giving it to Houston.
Ooh.
I'm giving it to Houston. I think Kansas City doesn't have a defense still. It's not as what it was a couple years ago. And I think that giving defensive coordinators a whole year to scout Mahomes and what they do, they're going to have a better game plan against him.
Yeah, that might be other teams. We got to remember our secondary this year is going to be doo doo. I mean, it is bad.
I still think Houston can go in there and do it. I think they can.
I hope you're right.
because they're going to have to prove it after losing to the Falcons.
So I got
what game is that? What year? One, two.
That'd be six.
Six. It's about the time the Chiefs start becoming Chiefs in an Andy Reid system.
Hopefully, Tyreek Hill. You know, I'm not going to go there.
When does Kareem Hunt get back?
Kareem Hunt's on the is on the Browns.
That's right. He's never coming back. Who else is suspended on that team for beating somebody?
Oh, it's he's not on the team anymore. It was Kareem Hunt. That's who you're talking about.
Was it just him?
Yeah. Oh no, Frank Clark. Didn't Frank Clark do something?
Somebody. I don't think so.
The guy they traded for. Yeah, I think Frank Clark did something. It was dismissed or something, but he had some allegations. I mean, it's nothing big, but it was of course they traded for him.
Yeah. I just don't think the Chiefs are gonna be like they were last year.
I'm gonna choose Chiefs over Texans. I disagree. I think Patrick Mahomes is gonna be Patrick Mahomes. Now, if I had to choose any player to take a drop off, I think it's gonna be Tyreek Hill. Will Patrick Mahomes put up Patrick Mahomes numbers last year? No, but he's still gonna put up some really good elite numbers.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, saying Patrick Mahomes is going to decline this year really isn't saying much.
Yeah.
It's almost inevitable. I mean, unless he throws for plus 50 touchdowns. And did he throw 5,000 yards?
Maybe.
So, I mean, one of the all-time great seasons. I mean.
I think he's – I trust defensive coordinators in the league. You give defensive coordinators a full offseason, a full year to combat. Because I'm thinking about this. Coordinators talk to coordinators. So let's say, hey, man, what worked with your game plan with your guys? Oh, this is what we did. Don't you think they're going to share that information if they're not common enemies?
No, or, I mean, I agree that so Patrick Mahomes, I think it's going to happen. I just think he's still going to get his.
He's going to get his, but I feel like he also didn't have a lot of pressure on him last year. He didn't take a lot of sacks. So I feel like they're going to start coming up with different schemes on the front line for him. So we'll see. We'll see. But I still think Houston can go in there and win. Listen, I seen the Titans go in there on the playoffs, and Marcus Mariota had to throw himself a touchdown pass, and they beat the Chiefs. So anybody can, in my opinion, can go into Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much Arrowhead. It's so much of Patrick Mahomes versus our secondary. And
it's just hard for me to bet on him. But you know what makes it – when you have a Swiss cheese secondary, what makes it good? Keeping Clowney and Watt in the game so that you can get after the quarterback. And I trust Clowney and Watt over your secondary.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if both of them are on the field –
I'm saying if they're both on the field, you can't – one, someone's getting double teamed, means one-on-one, someone's one-on-one.
Yeah.
And someone's going to win one of those one-on-ones. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Texans and Indianapolis next game.
In Indy?
Indy, yeah.
Is Andrew Luck back by then?
Yeah, he'll be back. He's fully healthy. Full swing, Andrew Luck. Neck, beard, and all.
You know, I'm actually going to take the Texans on that one.
It's a tough one.
I think we've won in Indy the last 3 years. That used to be the hell for us. But, I mean, lately, I mean, and I'm not talking about we've beaten backup quarterbacks. I mean, we've beaten Andrew Luck, you know, quite a few times now in Indy. And even if he is playing that game, it's kind of like last year. Like, yeah, he started playing. But he wasn't really himself until, you know, they were 2-5, so I mean weeks or 1-5. I mean, I guess it'd be around that time.
Indy turned the corner around like halfway through the season last year. But you have to realize that offense wasn't gelling well because he just came back from taking a whole year off. So his timing with all of his wide receivers was off. Everything that had to mesh because Indy had a really good second half of the season last year.
What I'm betting on is that I don't think he's playing week one, and so I don't know when he's coming back. But I think he'll be playing by the time we play him. But I don't think they'll be in the groove by the time we play him.
Yeah.
So I'll take us in Indy, and I'll probably give them our home game.
Like a split.
Yeah.
I got Texans in Indy. What you got, what, Nate?
What week is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He'll be back by then. I'm going with Indy. I think their defense is really good. Their defense is pretty solid. As Indy's a sneaky team this year for me, because their defense is pretty solid. Their offense is, they'll get the job done. And it's just Andrew Luck. He's just a nice guy. You got to go with a nice guy.
Did they also kill the draft this year?
Did they the draft?
Like, they made some really good draft choices.
Oh, they made some really good draft picks for this.
Rocky and Sid will be a good corner.
Yeah, they got some good players. They're quiet because it's Indianapolis. No one ever talks about Indianapolis. They're not sexy. But they've built a really good team in the last couple of years. So I'm going with Indy.
All right, so our next game is we got the Raiders against the Texans. It's in Texans. Houston.
Texans.
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 I'm taking Texans. I'm not even going to explain myself on that
one. Now, moving on.
Moving on. All right, so we got Houston and Jacksonville.
Houston.
Yeah, Texans. Jacksonville rivals L.A. Chargers for one of the worst home field advantages.
Mm-hmm.
I think Texans actually feel more comfortable playing there than at home.
Yeah. It's funny that we say that.
Because they don't. Baltimore.
Wow, can you explain yourself?
I think Lamar Jackson's actually going to prove some haters wrong. I've seen some plays of him. I'm not talking about that freak Madden run he did that didn't even count. But he's improved his throwing motions. I'm not saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler. I'm not even saying he's going to be, you know, throwing up 4,000 yards. But he's going to be better. And I think that's a bad matchup for us. I also think Baltimore is a bad place to play, especially for the Texans. We've never done good there. I don't think we've ever won there, actually. So I could see that. I guess if we're on the win streak that I've said we're on, I could see that being a trap game.
I concur. I was going to go into more depth and detail, but they have the coordinator that they brought in for Baltimore. Create a playbook around Lamar Jackson, and he's a baller. And what combats a good pass rush? A freaking mobile quarterback. And I think because, like you said, your secondary is not all there this year. Get him out of the pocket, make him make some moves, make him make some plays, and get away from that pass rush. You got yourself a little problem. And I think, like you said, it's so hard to beat Baltimore and Baltimore, even when they have a shit team, crap team, excuse me. It's so hard to beat them there.
Yeah.
And it's late in the season, so the weather ain't going to be nice. So, and it's Baltimore. It's just their fans, even when they're bad, their fans still sell out, and they still go out and get crazy drunk and yell at the other team anyway. So they make an atmosphere that's really hard to play there. So I'm going with Baltimore, like you said. It's a trap game. And like you look at it, it is a trap game.
Yeah.
I'm going Houston. Baltimore sucks.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
All right. So we got
Baltimore listeners.
Jeez. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Baltimore guys. We gave you some love. And then this guy.
They're going to be picking in the top five this year. You can bank on that.
Okay. All right.
So we got the Colts in Houston. Who we got?
Colts in Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, so is that 2 and 3 games, 2 and 3 weeks?
Yep, 2 and 3 weeks. Ooh. No. 1. There's 3 weeks in between them, so it's 2 and 4 weeks.
Okay. Oh, that's right, the Raiders game. Oh, Jack. Oh, wow, I was way off. I didn't realize it'd be that soon. Thursday, November 24th.
It's a Thursday night game.
Thanksgiving, is it?
No, Thanksgiving is the 28th.
Okay.
So it's the Sunday before, or
Thursday game.
Thursday before.
Man, I said I'd split, but I might have to give that to the Texans because that's Thursday, short week. Colts are going to be traveling most of it.
I always give the short week to the home team. I always do.
Yeah, I might have. I thought I would split it, but I might have to. Oh, man. So.
I'm going with Houston at home. I think it's split. The whole Colts will win in Indy and Houston will win in Houston.
I'm going to go Texans.
Okay. Cool beans.
Man, I hate to do it. I got to go Colts.
You going Colts? You think they're going to get one?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not that the short week matters for them because they love, I mean, we're their second home anyways.
Yeah.
It's not like they have to do a lot of playbook on us.
Division games are just like freaking
toss-ups. Yeah, we should win that game. I'm not saying we shouldn't. We should. But I guess maybe the Texan fan of me that has nightmares of them playing us at our place just can't see me picking the Colts.
I gotcha.
But this next week,
New England in Houston.
I think we finally do it. I think we do it. I think we beat New England. I think they're going to have a big drop off this year. Yeah, I'm on record saying it now.
I'm with you. I don't know how they're like, oh, New England's so good. I'm like, with who's he going to throw it to? Himself?
Yeah, and I mean, you already saw kind of Tom Brady taking hits last year, and it started affecting his whole game. And he's 40, what, 2 now or 41?
42. He's got 3 years.
I mean, it's crazy how old he is. It's just like, I think, especially by week 13,
but he got,
he's going to be beat up.
But he's got no one. He's got Gronk. He's got no Gronk. He doesn't have that go-to.
Their line could be bad this year. They just lost one of their good tackles. Not saying that they don't turn out all of it. I mean, they have one of the best offensive line coaches in the league.
I mean, they technically got Josh Gordon back, technically. But I don't see them losing a Sunday night game. I don't see Houston losing a Sunday night game in Houston.
Okay.
To New England. That pass rush, it's going to be hype. So, I think.
Yeah.
And hold on. And on top of that, they're going from a Thursday game to a Sunday night game.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of scouting and a lot of time for rest if anybody who has some injuries.
Yeah.
So.
Y'all are so dumb. Y'all don't bet against New England in the month of December. That's called New England. Like, literally, it's the next person that drops out. It's literally going to be the next person up, which is probably going to be that receiver from Arizona State. Like,
no.
Come on.
No.
He's hurt right
you
now.
He's hurt now.
You don't bet against New England.
In the playoffs.
You
not
don't
in December.
Bet.
In the playoffs. We're not in the playoffs.
Okay, I get that. But they're going to be prime New England
prime
in December. I promise you that. They will be prime New England.
You sound like a
you're
fool.
You're talking about the general Patriots of the last, 20 years.
Okay.
I don't think that's
so
the season this year.
Why? Because everybody makes this every single year. Oh, well, it's
no,
not going to be the
no,
Patriots.
No, not me.
I'm it's not going to be the Patriots.
Okay.
It's always been like my
favorite
team.
It's like, what are we going to finally say? It's just going to be the Patriots.
You sound like you got your butt hurt.
Bro, Patriots are going to beat Texas, Houston.
No,
it ain't happening this year.
This is my first year to jump ship on the Patriots. I really do think that they're going to be there down here.
It's
I just
dude, he's got one person to throw to. One. And their running game,
man.
They don't have a running game. You know why? You know what their running game was? Them throwing the ball to 5-yard slants to every white wide receiver they had. They don't have
I don't know, man. I really like Sony Michel on that team. I really do.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, honestly, but to me, it's not even so much about his weapons because, I mean, Brady's always made something out of nothing.
Yeah.
My thing is, he's 41, maybe 42. I haven't confirmed that, but, I mean,
he's 42.
If you just watched the last year, when he got hit, I mean, it rattled him. And that used to not be Brady. When Brady did have no one, yeah, at least he was, you know, 35, could take the hit, you know, stayed in the pocket. I think, I even know when the Texans played him 2 years ago in the playoffs, 3 years ago in the playoffs, even Clowney was getting his face, and it just rattles him. That's why the Baltimore Ravens have always been good against them.
Yeah, because they can get to him. Anybody who can get to him and disrupt his timing, they win. Just throw it out. And I think if the Texans have a healthy, if they're healthy and they got, and they're playing pretty good ball, I don't see Tom Brady doing what he needs to do because his go-to third and long, Gronk, it's just a mixed match every which way you put it. He's a huge freaking body doing some crazy stuff. But he's got nobody like that. He's got nobody like that.
I do think they'll win the division, though, because I don't see any of those other trash teams.
Yeah, that's all. That division is terrible.
If they were in a different division, I could see them not winning it. But their division, I don't see how they don't win it. Unless the Bills, unless Josh Allen takes a huge step, like a huge step.
What, he throws the ball 90 yards now instead of 80 in the air? That's a huge step.
When there's actually a receiver at the under of it.
Yeah.
You don't think Sam Darnell will take that bigger step than Josh Allen?
I just don't bet on the Jets. I mean, that's just a bad investment.
I think Sam only way to go up is for Sam. It's the only way to go.
Right. You're not going to catch me on record saying anything good about the Jets.
Okay. All right, so we got Denver Broncos in Houston. Ooh. 1 o'clock game.
Ooh. Oh, that's excellent.
Because Denver's
that 1 o'clock game. That's actually our best time. We don't. If we're going to get upset, it'll be on prime time. But those 1 o'clock games at home, those are the easy rack up the win, go home. I don't see it. Who's their quarterback this year? Joe Flacco?
Yeah.
I'm doubling down on that one.
I'm giving it to Houston just because I don't know who's going to score touchdowns for the Broncos.
Fun fact, Joe Flacco won't even be their starting quarterback by the time
he's probably played. Not. Ooh. Honestly, that's a good fact right there.
Is it going to be kid from Missouri?
Drew Locke?
Drew Locke.
Oh, did they draft? Oh,
Drew Locke's the real deal, bro. Drew Locke's a real deal.
I know. I watched them firsthand when Mizzou played Florida.
Drew Locke's a real deal. He's a good.
I forgot about they got that rookie. Well, hopefully, if Joe Flacco is playing by the time we play him then.
Because Drew Locke, he makes things happen. Yeah. I'm going. It's going to be a good game just because of that Denver front seven. I got that. I got a good game, Denver front seven, but I think Houston's going to win that one.
If it was in Denver, it'd be different.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's hard to do anything against them in Mile High.
Yeah, in Houston, I just don't see how they pull off the upset. Yeah. Unless that front seven just murders.
Unless that front, I mean, freaking Bradley Chubb looking good.
Yeah. I mean, not that they couldn't, but.
And Von Miller. I mean, those two guys. Whew.
I think Trent good. Williams is going to block well that game.
There you go. So you won't have Clowney by then. There it is.
Nah, I won't. I won't put that out there. I don't want that. In the
I'll put that evil.
All that negative energy out there.
Yeah. you're gonna feel really dumb when that's real. All right.
I don't know. I mean, like I said,
I got Houston. I got Houston. A squeak by on that one.
All right. So we got Texans and Tennessee.
In Tennessee,
I can't even predict that. It's Mariota's going to be out by week six.
So you guys should be undefeated since then.
Yeah, we'll have Tannehill. Oh man, we'll be so good.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll go ahead and say I think we sweep the Titans. Actually, I don't think we sweep the Titans because we won't even play the last game of the season. The division will be locked up.
Oh, there it is.
It's happened every year. We play you guys in the last week, and we don't even.
I'm going with Tennessee. I got Mike Vrabel. I got Mike Vrabel. I trust him. I'm going Tennessee. That defense, the power run game. Tannehill will be playing by then. He'll be looking for a contract. because he'll be the Titans' next pro-style quarterback that they need. Derrick Henry about to ball out that game. I got Tennessee, not even close.
So you're betting on Derrick Henry against our run defense?
Well, at the end of the day, it's Derrick Henry. He can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this man's calf muscles?
They are big.
They're huge. Freaking, it's Derrick Henry. I think the Titans are going to have a really good year this year. And that it's all predicated on who's the quarterback. So, I really, really hope Marcus has a good year. If not, they'll bench him. I think Vrabel is all the Bill Belichick model is, listen, if you ain't doing anything, you're out.
And I think you guys are looking for a new quarterback after this year.
Tannehill's not bad.
No. I just think you move on to Mariota, put it that way.
100%. I don't think he better have Heisman Trophy year. But that's the reason why he did good is because they ran an RPO at Oregon. It made sense. He does not fit that system that Vrabel wants.
No. And he's too injury prone. He can't even get in the groove.
Even with the Titans do have a good line to protect them, he can't get in the groove. Yeah. So I got Tennessee that game. Then, did you tell us your prediction, Christian?
Tennessee.
Okay.
Blasphemous.
Houston, Tampa Bay. Houston.
Houston.
Houston what?
Houston, Tampa Bay, Houston.
Hey, Houston.
Wait a minute. So you're all the Houston Texans. Yeah, Houston.
Yeah. I think Jameis Winston will be on his seventh crab leg by then.
What do we got as record so far?
Yeah.
So, Chase, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got Houston winning 10 games. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 games for Houston. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, we pretty much all got the same record.
That's a good year. That's a good year, man.
Well, I'm going to say 11 because that means that the division's not locked up, so that last game's going to matter.
I think it'll be field goal game again. Field goal. Like, remember how many field goals were kicked by both teams like 4 or 5 years ago? It was ridiculous.
Too many.
It was like – it's crazy. I couldn't remember the amount.
Yeah. So, the last game's in Houston, right?
Yep.
In
Houston. Yeah. So, yeah. And I think that'll be for the division.
Yeah. 11-5. I'm okay with that.
11-5. So, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Hopefully one of them will get the play in the wild card.
Well, I mean, it depends on what the Colts are doing. The Colts could have already locked up the division. That is for the wild card.
That's true. Either way, someone's getting in. I'm going with if the Titans, if I predict them doing well, I'm going with them in Houston. I'm just being biased, honestly.
I'm just going to let them do it.
I'm just being biased.
I think it's going to be split, so I'm giving it to Houston. They'll go 11-5.
I'm just being biased. That's all.
So we all said Texas. Oh, I guess no. Nate says 10-6, but me and Christian 11-5.
All because of a bias. If it wasn't,
yeah.
If I'm just predicting anything without any bias, I'm saying Houston's going to get. We'll get that game.
He did it the right way all the way up until the end. He was like, and screw the Texans.
And screw you.
Yeah.
This has been 69 minutes of crap.
I just contradicted everything I've said.
I gave you analysis, and then I'm throwing crap, throwing it in. Sorry.
Well, you admitted it, so I'm not even going to argue.
It's just a bias. You can't argue a bias.
I get it.
I need my team to win to get in the playoffs.
Well, then that means 11-5 pretty much, kind of agreed upon, parentheses, you know, quotation marks agreed upon.
It's not bad.
I'll take it. I'll take 11-5. That's for that schedule.
That's a friggin' hard schedule. It's pretty
Probably going to be the number 3 seed. I think if the Colts get together, or not three seed, I'm sorry, five seed. If the Colts get it together, they'll be for the top wild card spot. And
yeah. I'm telling you, surprise team. I think the AFC South will put two teams in the playoffs this year. It's a strong division.
Well, they did it last year. I think they'll do it this year.
Yeah. I think was it? I don't know, 5-6 years ago or something like that, they put three teams in the playoffs.
The North isn't, and the North is weak. East isn't.
The East is weak. The West, who are we looking at? Chargers and Chiefs. And I think the Chiefs will win that easily again.
So we're looking at Chargers and then Texans, Colts, or Titans. I say Colts, Texans.
Gotcha.
So I say it'll be Chargers. I hate to say it, probably Chargers, Colts, or Chargers, Texans are the wild card teams.
And Patriots. Patriots.
No, Patriots will win the division.
Patriots win their division. The North is going to be the Steelers, in my opinion.
You'll think the Browns will get that other wild card spot?
No, not until this is where the Steelers love. The Steelers love not no one talking about them. They're like, oh, good. Everyone forgot about us. Let's play football. I trust Mike Tomlin. I trust the organization. I trust everything about them. And their defense is going to be sick.
I will say the Browns, though, they've never had this much hype.
Ever.
And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, except for, let's say they go 1-3, which that, isn't season over. It's bad.
What's going to happen
in that locker room, it is season over.
Because it's going to be hell.
Yeah, like you don't think – I mean, with all those characters in there, I mean, it's going to be a big mess. And I think if – because of the hype they have, if stuff doesn't go right, it's going to be worse.
You better win now.
If they went 1-3, it's like, hey, whatever, we won a game. Good for us.
Hey, with the Browns, we won a game.
Yeah. Now it's like, no, if you guys don't go 3-0, I mean, you're not meeting expectations.
Which is crazy for a fan base that shouldn't have any expectations except possibly – getting two more wins than last year.
Yeah, and I'm so sick of them talking. Like, Baker needs to shut up. Odell needs to shut up. Like, Odell's saying they sent me to the Browns to die. He should have sent them a thank you card because they knew he wanted to go to the Browns. I don't understand why he's acting like that. They did him a favor. They knew his buddy was there.
Yeah,
they knew he wanted to play with Baker, and they did him a favor because the Browns gave him one first-round picks. Like, he's trying to play this victim card. It's like, grow up.
All the highlights from yesterday, it's him catching a ball under, like, in between his legs. I'm like, you're going to do that in a game? You're going to do that in a game?
Yo.
Freaking idiot.
Chase, promise me, next time I bring you back on this show, you and Scott go head-to-head.
Gladly.
I honestly try to give Scott some type of insight on football, but he's so damn biased.
Oh my gosh, he's so far out the Browns.
But he can't even
hear you talk.
But he's also a Ohio State fan too, so it's just like you can't help those people, man. You can't. Like, at least I admit my biases. He won't.
Christian, what was that rookie we were talking to Scott about that he said was going to be amazing? It was when I was in Florida.
The rookie.
Yeah, it was when we were on that phone call. He went off about someone, and I just remember thinking, "This is when I—that's when I knew."
Oh, you're talking about the quarterback. He went Notre Dame. Now he's on the Packers.
Deshaun Kizer.
Kizer,
right? He stuck up for Deshaun Kizer.
That's because he's an optimistic fan. He's an optimistic fan. Okay.
No.
You got nowhere to look.
That he stuck up for Deshaun Kizer.
You got nowhere to look when you're at the bottom.
And they also went 0-16 that year.
Yeah, well, freaking Kizer. Notre Dame didn't even want him. Brian Kelly's like, who is my quarterback?
Yeah, Scott, if you're listening,
sorry,
I will anytime, anywhere.
Dude, this is the modern day Will Cain versus Stephen A. right here. This is what I want to see. This is what we want to see on the barbershop.
Just admit your biases, and we can have a conversation.
I really wish the Browns and Texans.
I won't even talk about the Texans. I will just talk about the Browns. We don't even have to address the Texans.
Cool.
All right. So let's do this. Chase, when's the next day that you're available to talk?
For Scott, 24/7.
All right. I will try to see what day Scott's available, and we're going to bring him on Barbershop, and it's going to be all four of us. And you know what? We did this for the Houston Texans. Let's do this for the Cleveland Browns next.
Oh, yeah. Just let me sit in the back.
Cleveland Browns. Jeez. Well, I don't want to do this with me with any of my teams because it'll take 4.5 hours because I'll just literally have a freaking inside breakdown on who's playing.
Nate's going to be like, I don't like our offensive line versus their defensive line. Our receivers are lacking.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota's not that good, but I'm giving us the win.
Only if it's on playoff contention.
Yeah. I don't see anything positive for the Titans in this game, but
they're
going to
win.
Pull it out.
Listen, I've seen Marcus Mariota pass himself a touchdown.
Did you see Derrick Henry's calf?
Did you see his calf?
Yeah.
Listen, if that
game – it's a bad game for us, but I got us by 30.
If the last two games – if those two Titan games were, like, in October, I would just – no way I would have been saying, oh, yeah. But it's that game, how it lines up. How it lines up. We just – there's a wall, and I got to get over it.
Yeah. Well, you'll get over it this year. Don't worry.
I really hope they wear their Oilers jerseys in that last game, too.
Good. So we beat you guys in them. We can say you're not even worth them.
It's okay. It's okay because when the Titans do beat you for that wild card spot or maybe the division, you really do have a season to look forward to in the XFL Houston team. I know you're.
When
like,
you beat us in Week 17, it's because you will be beating AJ McCarron at starting quarterback and every other backup that played that game.
You're right. Not my bad. You're right. But we got it.
You guys will also be tanking because you guys have a very good chance at the number one overall pick.
Yeah, we need a new quarterback. Duh.
You go get the other Hawaii kid.
What, 2 out?
Yeah.
No. Unfortunately, he just needs a game manager. So I think Tannehill, if they play it right, he'll get himself a two-year contract.
Or what you do, Nate, you don't tank this year, but you tank the following year so you get Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
That's Jesus Christ right there.
He would be perfect in the Titans system.
Hold on. Let's not crown Trevor Lawrence until he gets more time.
Dude, he's going to go down.
I don't like when people do this about QB prospects. They do this every year.
Every year
it's like, no, hey, next year's class is
did you see them smack
and then we come around, Alabama? Then we come around to next year and we're like, oh, there's so many flaws. Because you actually start looking at their tape.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, Mitchell Trubisky.
Do we got an hour to talk about how good Trevor Lawrence is?
No, he's good, but I'm saying let's wait. He got one good year. I don't like crowning QB prospects when they still have to play two more years.
He is not even potential. He made a senior leave just by showing up. He balled out last year on a full playbook. They didn't just not give him a full half playbook because he doesn't understand. So he was born and bred for this as a quarterback. When they go to those little, like when he's 12 years old and he goes all these QB training things and then he becomes an elite 11 quarterback and he gets all of these freaking offers right off the bat because
are you describing Trevor Lawrence or what's his name at the Dolphins now?
I don't care about Rosen. Rosen sucks.
Rosen? No,
that's the point though. You're talking about these guys that are bred for this. Josh Rosen is the same thing.
You really want
I'm
to
saying,
say
that's
Josh
what I'm saying.
Rosen
I don't judge QB prospects level? Until they're coming out in the draft.
Oh man.
Remember Christian Hackenberg?
Christian Hackenberg was the truth, dude.
Yeah, what team's he on?
Just play. He's about to be on Houston's XFL team.
Hey. Don't make me happy.
No, I think Johnny laid claim to that one.
Hey, Christian Hackenberg takes the Roughnecks to whatever championship it's called.
Listen.
That's what they are, the Roughnecks.
He's got a rough neck the way he stayed at Penn State during all that crap. So
No, but that's my point, is that all these like, look at Matt Barkley. I remember Matt Barkley. I mean, like, everyone always anoints these QB prospects 2 years before they even go out.
But did those QB prospects beat Alabama in the championship game?
Deshaun Watson was the same thing. Now, obviously,
not even beat Alabama. You laid a butt whooping in Alabama.
Deshaun Watson's a good ball player, but Deshaun Watson didn't just rip Alabama a new one.
He threw 400 plus yards against him twice.
400 yards twice.
Was he supposed to do it three times?
Yes.
How many times has Trevor Lawrence done it?
He's about to do it three more years in a row. I'm just like, I just look at the kid. I mean, I don't know your back, like how much college football you do watch, but it's like my religion. And I watch every game. I'd see all kinds of players. And you've mentioned Christian Hackenberg.
I'm just saying, I don't do that. I don't annoy quarterbacks.
I don't either. Christian can tell you this. I'm not going to give a kid, oh my God, he's amazing. But out of the last decade, he's probably the most pro-ready kid at the age of 19 and 20. Just on how he throws the ball, how he's naturally given talent, but then on top of that, how he can read a defense already at the age of 19. And these aren't just regular defenses. Like, he's reading legit.
It's Alabama, yeah.
I mean, not even Alabama. Like, he's tearing apart, you know, really good ACC caliber defenses. Now, the talent might not be like Alabama, but when it comes to defensive schemes and coming at him, he saw a lot year one. And he can only get better from there when it comes to his mental game. And I'll, you know, Christian said this too, and I said this. We all, you know, the pro scout said if he was coming out this year, he would have been a first round draft pick, second round draft pick.
Yeah, the same thing about Cardale Jones. I mean, it's like, that's what I'm saying. I just don't care for these
pre things. Year. I hear you.
Yeah, it's just like Cardale Jones is going to be a first round pick.
Cardale Jones.
He's a third.
I hear you, but he's also in a really, 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 really pro-ready system.
He is? No, I'm not saying he won't.
And
I'm just saying I don't do it.
Until
he could have a bad year this year, and you guys won't even be talking about him.
Nah, he'll have a good year. He'll have a good year. That team is so good. It's not even funny.
So what did you think about Cardale Jones after that game?
Cardale Jones. I don't like anybody out of Ohio State, so don't even come at me.
You didn't say anything good about him after that championship?
No, God, no.
Okay.
He also had, what, 3 games of experience?
No, I mean, I agree, but that's what I'm saying, was people were calling him a first-round pick.
That's because those people eat the Cheerios, and I don't. I'm not eating Cheerios. This is Frosted Flakes. This is good stuff. Like, Lawrence is going to be a good quarterback.
Sounds like Trevor Lawrence frosted your flakes.
Hey, man. You got long hair like that, looking like sunshine. You can frost my flakes any day.
Well, we'll see.
Why are you getting mad, man? You got a Clemson quarterback.
I'm not mad. No, I mean, if he's – I'm not saying he's going to be bad. I'm just saying, like, that's just my point. I'm mad about when people –
let me put it this
always
way.
Hype up quarterbacks. Like, I'm talking about the media.
Yeah.
And then when they'll be like, oh, you know, the Jets shouldn't draft a quarterback because this QB draft is weak. Next year is going to be strong. And I heard about the Texans 1,000 times. Oh, Texans shouldn't draft a quarterback because next year's class is going to be strong. Then next year's class comes around, they're like, it's just a weak class. You know what I mean? I mean, what can you do? It's like, I mean, come on.
At the end of the day, you don't know it. You don't know the future. And what I get you. I understand. But I do also. I never put my neck out and say these guys, like, as a freshman, they're like, oh, man, they're so good. But he's good.
Okay.
He's good. And Christian can back me up on that.
Dude,
he's
the second coming of Jesus Christ.
God.
He's going to do all the things that Andrew Luck wished he did.
Well, Nate. Point A.
I don't.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A. There it is. There it is.
Jeez. I've already pre-ordered my Trevor Lawrence 2021 NFL jersey to whatever team he goes to.
Oh, you got a Cowboys jersey, huh?
You know what's seeming crazy?
You know what? I would take him over Dak. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I would take my little brother over Dak.
Stop it. Cowboys don't need no actors.
Oh, jeez.
$40 million.
Dak ain't getting no $40 million.
Dak, they should, like we talked about the other day, Jerry Jones should just send him a piece of notebook paper. It says, make a playoff game, win a playoff game, and we'll talk to you about a contract. just put playoff game and then slide it over there and just look
so
at him.
What I don't get is you want to make more money than Tom Brady, but yet you don't put up Tom Brady numbers.
You don't.
But
even,
you want to make more money than Tom Brady.
Sniff the seat that Tom Brady farts on.
And that is our show today. Let's just end it now because we can go another 40 minutes.
Oh, all right. So with that being said, we should probably go ahead and give it a wrap. This is Barbershop signing off. Thanks, guys.
Deuces.
Thanks.